have not met with any Russians at any time to discuss any political campaign, and those remarks are unbelievable to me and are false, and I don't have anything else to say about that.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. This hour, the prosecutor's predicament. Attorney General Jeff Sessions finds himself in the Russian swamp. And a cold place it is. More on that in just a moment. Mostly this hour, we are noting how Donald Trump's upsetting the apple cart with his non-Washington, D.C. style, his brash talk about the enemy media, and his blunt policy flip-flopping has managed to reignite some important policy debates on Capitol Hill. We will look at two of those this hour, immigration and health care. And also on our own, we will examine through two very individual stories what the government owes in the way of help to inmates leaving prison and veterans spending the rest of their lives dealing with severe permanent injuries. But first, if the Russian Navy had fired a cruise missile at Attorney General Jeff Sessions, they couldn't have done more damage to him than reports that then-Senator Sessions met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. twice last year. And that's the same man Michael Flynn met with and got fired over. Sessions did not disclose this little item in his confirmation hearing to become Attorney General. There is an uproar now in Washington, D.C. Republicans are coming to his defense.
Should he recuse himself? I think he answered that question this morning, which is if he himself is the subject of an investigation, of course he would. But if he's not, I don't see any purpose or reason to doing this.
Paul Ryan spoke. And of course, Democrats are calling for resignations and recusals and using other kinds of words. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Is Sessions still in session? What's the latest?
It's going to be a question, John, of whether Jeff Sessions can continue to lead the Justice Department in a capacity where there appears to be an FBI investigation that may be of a criminal nature into contacts between the Donald Trump campaign and Russians. Now, I say maybe because senators themselves are starting to get frustrated with what the FBI knows and what they have and haven't been told. We'll get to that. Let's get to some reaction on Capitol Hill as the Sessions news came out overnight. Jim Lankford is a senator from Oklahoma, John. He's on the Intelligence Committee. And I want to play you this tape because this reflects what a lot, although not all Republicans are saying in the early hours here after the Jeff Sessions revelations, that in fact he did talk to Russians when he told the Judiciary Committee that he did not.
The implication is somehow he's colluding behind the scenes. We don't know that. We don't have any facts. There was no bump exchange of secret documents here. I mean, we don't have anything like that. We have a meeting and a conversation. What I'm stunned by is the rapid move to assume the worst on something we know almost nothing about at this point.
Well, we know something. We know that he was asked about this at his confirmation hearing, and he asked as though, Russia? Where's Russia? I mean, he didn't even acknowledge that there was any possible contact.
Was asked directly about it, and it seems like the problem that senators have is not that a senator met with a Russian ambassador. That's not inappropriate. That kind of thing is very common, except that he was asked directly whether he had any contacts, and he said that he did not. So here's Claire McCaskill. She's on the Armed Services Committee along with Jeff Sessions, which is why he talked to the Russians in the first place, or so he said. Here's McCaskill.
I believe he should resign. Well, he's a prosecutor. Now, the question was very specific, and he not only misled the committee with his answer, he went out of his way to add comments that made it even more misleading.
Now, the way this works is Sessions said that he was a surrogate for the Trump campaign, and he also said that he met with Russian ambassador figures, but not as a surrogate. So as a senator, it's perfectly fine, but if you did it as a surrogate, that's a problem, but we don't know which is which.
Well, that's right, and there have been some shifting explanations even since last night from Sessions spokespersons about what the nature of those discussions were. At one point, a spokesperson said the campaign was never discussed when then-Senator Sessions met with the Russian ambassador. Then that explanation shifted to say, well, there was campaign banter, but it wasn't substantive. And then Jeff Sessions' own statement to say he never met with the Russians to discuss the campaign, meaning that wasn't the point of the meeting. And Jeff Sessions is a prosecutor and is a lawyer, and I'm here to tell you that in situations like that, he chooses his words very carefully. Now,
FBI investigation isn't about whether people discussed the campaign. The FBI investigation is about whether they discussed sanctions and questions of policy that would make it a felony.
maybe, John, but there may be other parts of an FBI investigation that we're not aware of and that senators aren't aware of. And they're starting to get frustrated about that. Why? Because we all know that that old trope, right? We don't discuss details of ongoing investigations. Well, senators have been hearing that, too, from James Comey, the FBI director. Now one of their own is getting sucked into this, at least a guy who used to be their own. Here's Lindsey Graham, who last night on CNN said that if it is true that Jeff Sessions did meet with the Russians, he'll at least have to recuse himself from any ongoing investigations. But Graham is frustrated now with what he's been reading in the papers. Listen.
There's no speed limit here. You know, I want to get it right. And I am tired of reading about innuendo. Somebody is leaking this crap and is putting people like me in a terrible spot. So I'm going to meet with the FBI director today, and I'm going to look him in the eye, and he's going to tell me there's an investigation or there's not. And if he doesn't tell me, he's going to have a hard time.
Well, but it is either they talked or they didn't talk. And what is a Sessions recusal going to actually mean to the operation of the government over the next year?
And those questions are seeing around corners. Would it mean a special prosecutor appointed within the Department of Justice? The independent counsel statute is dead. We don't have those anymore. If you want to go back to the days of Ken Starr, the independent counsel statute is gone. Chuck Schumer says we can maybe have a new law that would allow for one. So if Sessions recuses, could they appoint somebody new, like they did in the Scooter Libby case, to oversee that kind of investigation? But it's not just about discussing Russian sanctions. It may go beyond that. And that's part of Lindsey Graham's frustration, is that senators don't seem to know the scope of the FBI's own investigation here because they haven't been told. Lindsey Graham now says he's going to look Comey in the eye and he wants to know the answer to that. I don't know that James Comey is in any more of a mood than he was 2 weeks ago to discuss the details of an ongoing investigation. That got him into a little bit of trouble in the closing days of the campaign when it came to emails, didn't it? So we're getting into some very dicey territory now between senators, certainly, and the FBI. One thing that Lindsey Graham did say that was definitive is that now that it is clear that Jeff Sessions met with the Russians twice when he said he didn't, senators need to know what was discussed, John, and what the nature of those discussions were.
Very quickly, Todd, Trump is loyal to Sessions. He seems to like Sessions. How long does that last, do you think?
He does seem to like him, and Jeff Sessions seems to have a lot of political mind meld with Donald Trump. I don't know where this goes, John. This might be dependent upon senators. Maybe the more important question to ask is, what does it take for people who've known Jeff Sessions for 20 years to really turn on him?
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.